Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK, events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On The Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great things and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On The Mark.
Yeah, where were you yesterday? What did you do? What was more important than being here to argue with me?
I just took a day off.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was home, did some house cleaning, and let's see what else. Ran some
very
errands.
Very domesticated.
Worked out exercise-wise, fitness-wise, you know.
Well, good for you.
Nothing much. Been doing a lot of hunting. Spent some great quality time with the lovely bride.
And what did you get when you were hunting? How much did you bag?
I got in and out of the woods safely, which is my primary goal. Anything else after that's a bonus. I didn't have any bonus. I did tag a deer earlier this year, so that's good.
I was just watching a video before you came in the room. Somebody posted on Facebook, and a guy took his kid out hunting for the first time, and the deer, a young male deer, came up and was licking the kid and staring at him.
That's not right.
No, well, the kid's just sitting there like, I can't shoot this thing.
Well, I saw $4 in the field across the, not $4, but four male deer with antlers on the other side of the road today. So, well, they're in the state park territory. So, but
since when did that ever stop you?
But I thought it was funny. They're rare during the rifle season. There's four of them standing
there.
Sure,
they're smart. They know. I mean, the females hide them when it's deals.
hide the bucks.
Hide the bucks, right. Then
well,
they
well, who hides hide the who when it's buck and doe, though?
Well, they all hide there.
Well, and those deer are in season if you're muzzleloader hunting. I don't drive around with my muzzleloader, but...
perhaps you should start.
It was way before sunrise, so anyway. All right, so all anyway, right. So now, yeah, that's that. And what have you done in the past week?
Let's see. Took my grandson to lunch. My oldest grandson took him to Hoopla's Fun Center, whatever
that
was. Oh, did
you? Okay.
Yeah.
Good for you. Did you like that?
Yeah, they have a new virtual reality ride there, which is pretty cool. It's cartoonish, but boy, you really get the feeling you're going over the edge of cliffs and falling. And you sit there and the machine shakes or the chair you have in shakes in time to what you're looking at. It was fun.
Okay, good. Joe's letting his hair down, so to speak.
I wish I had some to let down.
All right, well, welcome on board, everybody. On the Mark, WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. We got a fabulous man on the other side of the glass, so we appreciate that. He's the main Dixie walker throughout Northumberland, so we know that he and the dog cover the territory of miles and miles and miles of territory in Northumberland. He does. That's Rob Center, so we appreciate him, our fabulous producer. You can talk to him by dialing the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line, which is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And the toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our program, you are welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. We'll tell you how to sign up for Text Connect throughout our program. And On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. It is a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. What do they got? They got Ford cars and trucks. New models are coming out. Hopefully the Ford Ranger will be out soon. Yeah, plus, they're going to have a new Ford Bronco. You can buy the Ford Ranger elsewhere in the world, but you can't get it around here yet. Hyundai, of course, a super efficient, ultra well-built vehicle, globally known. And the Kia, the Forte, is the one I'm going to get one of because it's just got the perfect combination of economy and size. But there's a Kia for you. And Lincoln cars and trucks. I think a Navigator pickup truck. I'll get one of them, too. They are the vehicles that they have at the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check out the existing ones that they have on the lots at sunburymotors.com. But if you say, well, they don't have the perfect Hyundai Sonata that I'm looking for, but I want a different one, well, then you can build a Ford Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln to your precise specifications at sunburymotors.com. So check out their website, an opportunity for you to do yourself a favor, save a lot of money, and get the vehicle that you absolutely positively want. All right, we have open phones, 1-800-795-9565. It is a great day in the mind of Mr. E.B., who sends us notes.
Yes, he says, today is the big day. The Democrats take over the House. Finally, there will be some accountability for the Trump administration. The GOP has abdicated its duty by allowing this corrupt president and the many crooked members of his cabinet to get away with things for far too long. Starting today, we can begin the process of trying to get Trump's tax returns, issuing subpoenas so that the House Intelligence Committee can have an unimpeded investigation into why so many of Trump's cohorts had secret meetings with Russia, and begin looking into Trump's financial conflicts of interest and violation of the Constitution's emoluments clause. I've heard you guys mock me on the air before. We'll see if you still want to make fun of me a few months down the road after the facts are no longer able to be suppressed by complicit GOP members. And best of all, the Democratic House will contain record numbers of Hispanics, African Americans, and members of the LGBT community. In other words, a conservative's worst nightmare. This is a great day for America. First, E.B., we never have mocked you. Look up the word mock in the dictionary and you'll see that we may kid about you because, as I said to Mark earlier, you may well be the Eastern distributor of Trump derangement syndrome, which isn't mocking you. It's just pointing out that you don't like Donald Trump. And, in all honesty, your writing, I'm looking forward to the Democrats do anything. I hope they govern. I hope they offer some alternatives. You're looking for them to conduct investigations and, drain whatever it is you consider the swamp of the White House to be. I wasn't interested in that when Bill Clinton was president. I'm not interested in it now.
What did you say about EB yesterday? You had
nothing. I didn't say
you
anything.
You evoked his name as, somebody who
Tom called in and
who always
had some firm opinions.
Okay.
EB wasn't. I don't think We had an email from him or we didn't mention his name.
Okay.
Don't know his name. Hard to mention it.
Well, EB, that's his name.
Yeah, EB. Well, that's how he signs himself.
So, all right. Well, yeah, this is a pretty big pivot point in the U.S. So we get an opportunity to find out what somebody standing up to President Trump looks like in capital circles.
I happen to think that American government works best when there is a balance of power, when, no one party controls everything. I didn't like it when the Democrats controlled the House, the Senate, and the presidency. I'm not really wild about it when the Republicans do it. First of all, nothing good happens. Then the Democrats had it. They rammed through Obamacare, which is maybe been a benefit to some people, but there's no denying that it's been a liability in many instances and in many cases and somewhat of a detriment. Now it's kind of in limbo. But I don't think the Republicans have done anything useful. I mean, they're now trying to blame it on the Democrats that the government shut down because the president can't get funding for
his wall. Well, I thought the president took responsibility.
Well, he did, but let's face it. The Republicans had 2 years. And the control of the House and Senate. Now, they didn't have a supermajority in the Senate, but they could have gone with the nuclear option if they wanted to fund the wall.
Or anything else they wanted to
do. So I think that when Bill Clinton wound up with a Republican Congress, he became very cooperative and very collegial, if you will, in working together with the other side of the aisle to get things done. Ronald Reagan was a classic example of getting along with the Democrats when he and Tip O'Neill forged a partnership to produce some very positive results for the country. I would be hoping that the same thing would happen now. I don't know that the Democrats are going to cave at all on border security, as long as the word wall is involved in the discussion. That's what we were talking about yesterday.
What, changing the name? I hear a lot of people talking about if they would just call it something else, a homeland security upgrade involving fencing.
Or a barrier.
Involving barriers, infrared detection, motion detection devices, additional patrols and so on. Call it something else, then the president might support it.
He might. But, if EB is right and all we're going to see is investigations and getting Trump's tax returns, I don't care about his tax returns. I didn't care about Barack Obama's. It's not in the Constitution of the United States that a candidate for president
has to
release his tax returns.
How you can get them, force him to release them.
Well, they can't. I don't think they can.
Right.
And the governments have reviewed his tax returns. The IRS has reviewed them. If they found something wrong with them, you would think they would have conducted an investigation years ago or called him in for an audit. You ever been audited?
No.
I was years ago when I first moved here.
So what, you had to bring a lot of stuff?
Well,
with
it was dumb because they sold me selling a house I owned in the community when we had moved and taken another.
Wait. Start over. Why did they do this?
Well, we owned a house in Chambersburg,
okay.
But I moved to Greensburg to take over the radio stations there.
Okay.
We rented in Greensburg for like a year, and then we bought a house and sold our other house. They thought I sold the apartment the townhouse we were renting in Greensburg. They thought I owned it and sold it, and that I had sold two properties and only reported one.
Okay.
The audit took 10 seconds. They said, well, what about this other property you sold? I said, I didn't own it. How could I have sold it? Oh, okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a frightening thing to get a notice that you're being audited, and I think if they caught something like that with me, they would certainly catch big stuff with,
Donald Trump. Yeah, with properties coming and going. Well, he has all these separate companies that run the other businesses, so, you know, maybe he stays separate from them a little bit. Who knows what his personal tax, he probably doesn't actually own anything. He's on his tax return. He's just listed as the principal on a number of holding companies and private corporations and so on.
Let's face it. I think most big corporations push the envelope one way or another. And sometimes somebody may get overly aggressive and cross the line. You know, when that happens, that doesn't necessarily mean that the guy who was the CEO of the company is the one, you know, who should take the fall. Ultimately, the guy who's in charge is responsible for what goes on in the organization, but that doesn't mean he knew every
single thing.
What
if he's done criminal fraud in his
that's another question.
Companies, and then it could be disclosed? Although that wouldn't be in the tax return. He wouldn't have submitted that to the IRS.
You know, everybody always brings up the Trump University. Well, you know, he licensed his name out to people. What you're falling for is being not smart enough to find out that these people were probably crooks before he lent his name to it. I mean, that's how he's made most of his money recently, is franchising his name, because his brand has value, or it did have. I don't know what it will have after his term in the White House is done.
Well, the majority of voters in the U.S. seem to think that it's a good brand.
No, the majority of voters voted for Hillary Clinton. Enough of them voted to give Donald Trump.
But then they voted in the right spots at the right places.
Right.
Right. So he's the president. Certainly many Americans think that he's the right guy for the job.
Well, I think that some of what he's doing is good and some of what he's doing is terrible. I mean, I look at Mitt Romney, who can't even get in the door before he starts kicking the guy in the rear
end. That was funny. All right.
Why was that funny?
Well, I just thought it's out of the blue. Like Mitt Romney's attacking the president. Based on what? I mean, he certainly has valid points. You and I could launch into a Twitter tirade tomorrow if we wanted to. But what, or could
I
have.
I couldn't. I don't belong to Twitter.
Could have yesterday. Well, you can use ours. But the fact is, to what end? You know, so he disagrees with the president vehemently. He got some publicity. He says he's not running for president. And now he's a congressman, so.
Well, no, he's a senator.
Or a senator, right. Thank you.
And they think he may be planning on challenging Trump for the Republican nomination.
Well, he said yesterday he's not running. But you don't have to tell the truth at this point about
thing. Nobody admits to running until they actually are ready to form something.
Okay. Unlike Elizabeth Warren.
Well, Pocahontas, I mean, she's in the race.
Don't say that.
Why not?
That's disparaging for all Native Americans, and maybe for her, too.
She won 1,064th Native American. You don't think that's worth ridiculing her?
What is the margin?
1,024th.
Yeah, I wouldn't use that phrase, honestly. Very insensitive and disrespectful.
Oh, you think so?
But that's right, but you don't mind being disrespectful. That's part of your shtick. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number.
I think you
number.
Just disrespected me.
Just telling it like it really is,
okay.
Joe. All right, 1-800-795-9565 will take all comers. Is it disrespectful to use disparaging names about individuals that harken back to cartoon characters?
Can we call him Crime? And Chuck Schumer?
Does he cry a lot?
The president says he does.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know about that. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com. We got an email that relates to a new federal mandate that relates to what you get charged at the hospital or you get to be disclosed. Another one says, Romney is a loser. All right, so we'll read that out loud when we come back. But we'll take more comers. The toll-free line is open, and we can talk about the topic of your selection. Maybe there's something you would wish to discuss. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We're talking about border wall security and Mitt Romney. We'll take more comers. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com.
We have two text messages. One says, if there is no wall, there will be no border security. The Democrats are only interested in allowing illegals in to build their voter base. They figure in the future they'll be able to get amnesty through and get newly minted Democratic voters. In the meantime, these people are costing the taxpayers billions of dollars per year.
I don't think immigrants automatically become Democrats.
Well, I think that a large number of them have, you know,
in the past,
Hispanic people have are more prone to be Democrats than Republicans. But
right.
That doesn't necessarily mean that future groups would
right.
be.
Right. I don't think it's true anymore.
They don't necessarily vote in lockstep.
I don't know if they're going to like the president, though.
Well, they would not be alone in that, I gather. EB would be happy to educate them on that topic. Romney is a loser. He couldn't win the presidency because he didn't have the guts to do what was necessary.
Well, it just wasn't the best choice that year in the minds of most of the voters.
Oh, yeah, but you know, bear in mind, he's the one that sat there in a debate with Barack Obama and said he thought Russians were going to be the big problem going forward. And Barack Obama said the 80s just called. They want their foreign policy back. You know, so here was Mitt Romney, who actually had a better worldview at the time than Barack Obama did. You know, now all the Democrats are saying, oh, the Russians, collusion with the Russians, this is terrible. But when Romney pointed out the fact that the Russians were likely to be the big problem, they all mocked him. Now, because he
actual
wrote an
mocking.
Op-ed piece, yeah, he wrote an op-ed piece blasting the president, now he's a hero. Go figure.
Well, maybe he'll challenge him.
Well, there's some concern among Republicans in one article I read this morning that someone, if not Romney, someone will challenge him for the Republican nomination, taking away resources that would be needed to win re-election in a race against a Democrat. So we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm sure the president has unlimited resources.
Well, I don't know. You know, I read another article the other day that said his businesses have taken a hit since he became president.
Well, they
much
probably
to
have.
People, much to people who believe that he's used the office to enrich himself, it appears it's gone the other way. He's actually lost money. And then one of our writers says, good morning. I don't think the fact that Democrats are taking over the House today will stop this shutdown. The Senate will not consider House Democratic bills to end the shutdown. Republican Mitch McConnell said the Senate will not waste its time considering a Democratic bill which cannot pass the chamber and which the president will not sign, McConnell said on the Senate floor. Stop paying them for not working and pay the people that are working, not being paid. I agree. Someone said the other day that when the government shut down, the members of Congress should not get paid. I agree with that.
Yeah, but what difference does it make? They're all glonkzillionaires anyway.
Well, but still, I mean, they should not get paid for letting the government shut down. They should get together and work something out. we talked about, Steve and I talked yesterday about the fact, in my opinion, that the Democrats have not offered an alternative. If they don't like the word wall, why haven't they put up their own plan and said, listen, we'll give you $2.5 billion, but here's what we'll agree to spend it on for border security. We'll agree to this, that, and the other thing. And Steve said, well, how do you know they haven't? Well, the answer to that question is, if they had, they'd be releasing it because that would put pressure on the president. He'd almost have to give in.
He's pressure-proof.
I don't think so. I think he's had some pressure applied to him, and it's worked.
All right. 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners corrects me and says, illegals coming into the U.S., illegals are not immigrants. They're invaders.
So how do you feel about that?
Well, I guess it's a matter of semantics, but it's an important one if you're not interested in making sure that individuals coming into the U.S. illegally are stopped. But the dilemma is, and I don't think that, you know, $5 billion worth of border wall is going to make any difference. Most of the individuals that are in the U.S. that are here illegally aren't here because of crossing a border, and we surely can come up with better homeland security around the whole periphery of the U.S. You know, if you block, you know, what, 20-some miles of border in Mexico, which is fine. That's a perfectly good idea. There's probably some barrier there right now, but not sufficient. Then if you really want to be secure, you're going to have to block the whole, 25,000 miles or something? Or no?
Well, say, someone posted a cartoon yesterday that said possible danger spots for illegal aliens after the wall is built. It showed them, none of them coming across the southern border, but all of them coming across in boats and coming from Canada.
Oh, yeah. Well, look at all the Pacific coast and Atlantic coast. You can come in that way. You could come in from Canada. You go up to Canada, the only thing to stop you in some parts is a painted rock that says stop entering the U.S. or vice versa. Depending on, well, actually, if you come towards the U.S. side of the rock, it says stop, you're entering the U.S. If you come towards the Canada side, it says welcome to Canada.
Well, did you see this morning, they got some guys from Africa, the Immigration Service caught two guys from Africa who were being smuggled in mattresses.
Mm.
They actually had carved out the center of the mattress. They were in there lying flat on their backs, and then they put the cover back over the top of the mattress and sewed it shut. I guess they could breathe because it wasn't, you know, the cloth was
porous.
Well,
they maybe had an air tank or something, or access to pressure.
I didn't see an air tank, but I think they were just able to breathe. It was probably a short-term trip they expected, but they
got caught. Only have to get over the border.
So, I mean, people are going to come up with ways to defeat any system you put in. I don't think there's any completely safe method that they can use. So that's why I think the president's insistence on the word wall is a mistake. I think border security is worth checking out, but, you know, the wall, the idea of a wall, maybe in some places it makes a great deal of sense. In other places, maybe not.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. That's a repeat message there, that one. 1-800-795-9565. If you want to participate in the texting, which Stan is doing, but we invite everyone to do, you sign up for WKOK's Text Connect system at WKOK.com. Primarily, we would send you maybe about a dozen messages a month. We've already sent out our first Text Connect message of the year, and that was about a robbery yesterday at the bank. But that's the kind of message you get. And major road closures, tumultuous, imminent bad weather that might be a surprise, like ultra-severe thunderstorms or, even a tornado warning went out a couple of times last year. So that's the kind of thing that we send you via Text Connect. Celebrities. Absolutely.
Right.
You got to put that in there. So that's what Text Connect is for. But it's two-way. You can simply reply to a previous message, or once you're signed up, you can start up a new one at 70236. That's how you communicate with us via text message. One of our listeners says a different milestone is passing today, Joe, if you'd...
Right. A new federal mandate could make it a little easier for healthcare consumers to shop around, or at least get a clearer idea of what hospitals charge. A rule by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services that took effect Tuesday requires all hospitals to publish standard price lists for thousands of types of procedures, tests, pharmaceutical drugs, and medical supplies. For the first time, hospitals must not only maintain updated ChargeMaster price lists previously available upon request, often requiring an in-person appointment, but also post searchable versions of the data manually online and share it with consumers. All right. So if you just the price list includes the full standard charge by each hospital.
All right. So you would go there and they would say, oh, an appendectomy costs X amount of dollars. This is what we charge an insurance company. This is what we charge our cash customers. Is that what I'm hearing?
I gather something like that. But, you know, do you really want your appendix taken out by the lowest bidder?
Well, no, but it's clear that if you go there, if you want to pay cash for something, they're going to charge other people different amounts of money.
Well, I think that happens anyway. If you have an insurance contract with insurance company A, they agree to pay X number of dollars, and then insurance company B pays Y number of dollars.
The feds pay a different amount, so that's how that works out.
If you are on Medicare and you get the bill, it says the hospital billed you $2,500, Medicare approved 38 cents, and paid 24 cents.
Right, so that's
not quite that bad, but I mean, it certainly is a big disconnect between what's billed and what's authorized and what's paid.
All right, we got a last minute caller. I'm not quite sure that that didn't work out. Okay, let's see. One of our listeners texts again.
He says, "Yes, a lot of illegals in the country are visa overstays, and what do the Dems want to do? They want to abolish ICE, the enforcement arm of the INS. Doesn't make much sense, does it?"
All right, well, keep ICE if that's
well, you know, look at this.
Individuals want to do, go ahead and.
What I'm not hearing, you know, one of the things that I think they should probably talk about is this sanctuary city policy, because look what happened in California. An illegal immigrant shot and killed a police officer during a traffic stop when the guy was driving drunk.
And sanctuary cities are behaving the way they are in order to skirt immigration laws. If we'd come up with a real immigration reform, maybe the sanctuary nature of some of these, you know, political deciders could be stopped.
They should be.
This is WKOK Sunbury, 9 a.m. We'll be back with more shortly.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Great, thanks, and welcome on board the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. Mark Lawrence here. Mr. Joe McGranahan is across from me. I didn't mention it, but he is the mayor of Shamokin Dam. He is the head of the Global Emergency Task Force. He's a Pennsylvania Associated Press Broadcaster Hall of Fame member. He's a veteran of the Pennsylvania Emergency Communications Committee in Harrisburg. He's on the executive board of the State Mayor's Association. But his favorite name around the dinner table is when he takes one of his grandchildren to lunch, and they call him
Papa.
Papa,
that's a name worth holding on to. All right, some brief news headlines. Sealands Grove police seeking a suspect after a bank robbery in Sealands Grove Wednesday. Officers say the strong-arm robbery happened at Northumberland National Bank, 411 North Market Street, around 2:15 p.m. We have pictures of the suspect at WKOK.com. He got away in a blue vehicle. Anyone with information has to call Sealands Grove police. Northumberland County Commissioner Sam Chicatano says, in answer to the question we put to him this week, have you yet decided to run for re-election?
No, I haven't, not yet. I think what I hear in the next couple weeks from the people, if people would like me to run again, I would do that. If my wife approves and my family, I'll make that decision when I feel it's the right time to make it.
So if you want Sam Chicatano to run for office, I guess contact him. The election for commissioner will be in November of this year. Already, Commissioner Chairperson Rick Schock has said he is not running. Kimberly Best has not yet announced if she's running. Several other candidates are running in 2019, including former Commissioner Benny Clausi, who is a Democrat. Penn State now wants to own Happy Valley. Sometimes that whole area of Pennsylvania is called State College, and other parts are called University Park. But Penn State wants to ensure that it holds on to the trademark Happy Valley. The Center Daily Times reported Wednesday the university asked the patent office last month to trademark the term that refers to the school's setting in the mountains of central Pennsylvania. The application says it wants to use the term on clothing and headwear. The paper says that the trademark had been registered, but that the holder didn't renew it. Penn State spokeswoman says the school wants to consult local government and business leaders about the use of the term. The newspaper says, you know, one of its columnists apparently popularized the term in a 1962 piece headlined Happy Valley and the Jet Age. back in the 60s. So if you and I wish to use Happy Valley, or if you want to start up some business, call it, you know, Happy
Valley. Patent pending.
Happy Valley Lawn Care, or whatever you want to call it, you'd have to pay Penn State for use of the name Happy Valley. So wrong.
How can you copyright a name like that?
Happy Valley. I don't think you can.
We could call this Happy Valley. We live in a valley, and everybody here is happy.
You and I will patent it. Everybody's happy. Apparently not. Look at the texts.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Somebody's not happy. All right. Finally, Netflix faced criticism Wednesday from human rights groups for pulling an episode in Saudi Arabia of comedian Hassan Minhaj's Patriot Act series that criticized the kingdom's powerful crown prince. The American comedian used his second episode, released October 28th, to criticize Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman over the killing of writer Jamal Khashoggi and the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Human rights group Amnesty International said Saudi Arabia's censorship of Netflix is further proof of a relentless crackdown on freedom of expression. PEN America, the literary and human rights organization, says the move legitimizes repression. Netflix says it was simply complying with local law. All right. So Netflix facing some criticism there. Everybody loves Netflix. House of Cards is on Netflix, right?
Yeah, season.
You saw the latest episode. It was only 8 sessions, first of all, instead of the usual.
Yeah, I really think they pushed it. You know, it's terrible to say, but Kevin Spacey made that show.
I think she's
a great actress. But she was over the top. The writing was over the top.
Well, it was just
They're killing everybody.
I saw the last episode yesterday also. So it was just normal writing. And then instead of an ending, it stopped. Between episodes, it just didn't go on to another one. And that was the end of it.
Well, I think maybe they were letting it open for some, you know, wrap-up movie or something like that.
Well, something.
But then Kevin Spacey released that bizarre video last week. Right after he was charged with apparently molesting some young man.
Right, he's actually facing a charge now.
Right, now
instead
he's actually
just
facing
a
charge, you know, and where he actually used the persona of Frank Underwood, the character he played in that show, to make a point that he had not actually been convicted of anything, and if you wanted to go, you wouldn't possibly want to go ahead and believe something you heard without proof. So that was bizarre. My son posted, "Why doesn't he just go away?" Well, you know, he's a great actor. He's apparently not the most pleasant human being in the world. But he's one of two actors whose movies I always went to see. If he's in a movie or Denzel Washington was in it, I'd go see it.
You knew it'd be okay.
Yeah, you knew it'd be good. I mean, both actors rise above any material they might be given. And if they're given great material, they turn into stellar performance.
Well, just when Netflix was new, it was really awesome. I don't know if it faded or I just lost interest, but
The opening scene in the first episode of House of Cards hooked me forever. It involved a dog being hit by a car, and the dog hadn't passed away, but Frank Underwood came out of his house, saw it. When someone else went in to call for help, he put the dog out of his misery.
He dispatched the dog, okay.
Yeah. And then he said useless pain is one thing, you know, real pain is another. So it was just a great opening scene.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We have some texts and an email related national topics. We have 4 texts on separate topics.
Right. Let's see. Well, we have that. The California cop killed by the illegal was a legal immigrant from, I believe, Fiji. Why don't we hear more about that fact? Yes, the officer was a legal immigrant from Fiji.
Oh, I think we are hearing a lot about it. I think it was the top story.
Right, okay. It says, your lead story on CBS News reports that about mounds of rotting garbage in national parks. How can that be true since the same story it's reported that the parks have been closed for 13 days? Just wondering.
Wait, your lead story on CBS?
Yeah, how can there be mounds of rotting garbage in the national parks if they've been closed? Someone bringing in mounds of rotting garbage?
Oh, I see. Oh, I think some of them you can go in, but there's no services or staff.
I heard some places volunteers were doing stuff for them. So.
Right, but they wouldn't be hauling away garbage.
I wouldn't think, no.
But the federal government itself doesn't haul away the garbage, and I'm sure the hauler knows that they'll be paid eventually.
No, but if they close the park, if the park's closed, they probably can't get in.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take more comers on these and other national topics. Call us right now. I failed to mention it, but the fact of the matter is our show's toll-free line is sponsored by the Hometown Pharmacies, they being the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. You can email us, as one individual has done, at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. And on the mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Lance, you were the first call of 2019 and the first call of today, right? This is our first caller today?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Why, this isn't really on what the topics you're talking about.
Well, then goodbye, Lance.
Nice knowing you. That didn't work out.
No. Go ahead.
Okay, there was a long article that appeared, you know, in The Lancet about alcohol, you know. And here's a add-on to this. This was in the Life and Arts in the Journal yesterday. And it's called the Dry January Effect. And it's catching on. Well, over in Britain, the National Health Organization did a few studies, and now it's becoming a really widespread with millions of people doing it. And here's what they found out. If you go totally dry January, and then they survey you 6 months later, some with, you know, real medical tests and other things, just asking you different things. Here's what they found out 6 months later. 58% lost weight, 57% reported better concentration, 54% said they had better skin, 88% said they saved money, that's for sure, 80% felt more in control of their drinking, and 71% realized they don't need a drink to enjoy themselves. And 71% reported sleeping better. 67% said they had more energy.
Have you busted up a saloon lately? You sound like Carrie Nation.
Well, somebody's going to do it, I hope. I really wish we could get alcohol to where cigarettes are now. That would be great. I mean, seriously.
I think people like to drink, though. Nobody really likes smoking.
I've seen people smoking.
I know, but I just wish you realize 800 people died because they quit drinking.
What? 800 people died because they quit drinking?
Yes, that's what it says here.
Why?
800 people died.
Well, they keep drinking. My God.
No, really.
It's a terrible statistic. How do they die if they quit drinking?
That's certainly no incentive to quit.
No, that's what I'm understanding. In other words, if you go cold turkey and you're really, you know, drinking a lot,
I got you. Okay. All right. So
that's
you should
not a joke.
You should go easy on your going easier.
So taper off and then quit.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have to do. That's what you have to do.
It's like other drug addictions. Well, it is a drug addiction. Alcohol is the drug.
Well, even the liver specialist found that abstaining from alcohol for a month improved liver function. After all, what you're doing is fighting a poison.
Okay.
And your liver fights poison. That's why it turns the cardboard.
Okay.
While it's trying with the alcohol.
Kind of runs out of steam, huh?
Mm-hmm. But on a lighter date, today, you know, it was drinking straw day.
Is
it? All the rhubarb going on about the drinking straws, you know, you're going to stop them from being used. This is drinking straw day. It's also fruitcake toss day.
Oh, today's the day you get rid of the thing. You toss it in the mail to someone else, though, right? You don't get rid of it.
Yep, you re-gift it.
It's not good for the landfill.
Yeah, the whole day, that's what it's about, sending it to someone else. So,
yeah.
But really, I mean, this is, you see, the thing, a very sobering facts, really.
So to speak.
And, well, the Liquor Control Board, they have an add-on. I believe it was on your station. It may have been the Harrisburg one, but I believe it was your station. And there's a kid who's asking mom for a drink. And mom says, no way, no how. That's the whole thing with the deal, to keep kids from drinking. But it might be good for everybody.
To quit drinking. All right. Sound advice. All right. Thank you, Lance.
You bet, buddy.
1-800-795-9565.
I don't think I saw a fruitcake for sale this year.
No, I think they're losing their...
They've gone downhill.
They kind of have a bad reputation.
Yeah, they really do. They really do.
But they're okay if you have a little sliver of it and put some whipped cream on it. I think it's plenty good.
Oh, no thanks. I'm one of those people, every time I got one, I gave it away. All right, EB is back, and he says, I don't know if calling Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas is racist, although it's certainly sketchy. The real issue I have is that this kind of behavior has become the go-to response of conservatives during the Trump administration. There's no substance. Don't like someone? Be mean. Say something hurtful. Ridicule. If conservatives have such issues with Warren, why are most of them afraid to make intelligent, mature points about them? You never hear that, just the usual name-calling. I have yet to meet a Trump supporter, and I know many of them, who isn't a bully. This is what they do, attack anyone who disagrees. No thoughtful discussion, no healthy debate, just a desire to demolish anyone who doesn't bow down to the altar of Donald. I recently had to end a friendship with someone I was close to for 30 years. He was a Trump supporter, and every time I expressed disapproval of Trump's policies, he'd call me a libtard or a communist or other things you won't be able to say on the radio. He was completely unable to have a mature discussion. Okay. Well, you know, but the problem is that's a two-way street. If all you do
is now, President Trump lowered the bar.
Yeah, I mean, he did. He did. He absolutely lowered the bar in this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I see it from both sides. I mean, I have liberal friends
now.
Who come after me and say, "Oh, you know, it's terrible that you support this or that the president's done." You and I have both said that we find the man pretty reprehensible when it comes to his interpersonal relationships. But that, you know, so are we can't have an intelligent discussion with us. I'm a conservative. You know, Elizabeth Warren, I think she brought it on herself when she made a claim that couldn't be substantiated. And, you know, that's been done
in politics.
Well,
it's funny that that's all you know about her. What else do you know about her?
That's been done in politics for years. For years.
What else do you know about her, though? What sound policies does she have that you do agree with?
Well, none that I agree with. I mean, she is far too liberal for me.
You don't know any of her policies.
She's bought into this liberal stuff of free college education.
The only thing you know is what President Trump told you to say about her, to call her Pocahontas, which is highly disrespectful. But, of course, respect has never been your strong point, so we'll give you that.
I saw a cartoon of a guy who was grossly overweight saying he was 1,024th a Navy SEAL.
Okay.
You know, so is he disrespectful to the cartoonist? You look at the cartoons and the
papers. Well, if you called him Fatso, that's a bad name.
I didn't call him anything.
Well, so you've got to stop calling people names.
I didn't call anybody a name.
Cindy, you're on the mark.
I'll call you one in a minute.
Cindy, you're on the mark.
This is not my subject, but I would just say this. In my family, we have a tacit understanding that we simply don't discuss those issues anymore because we have members of both sides of the argument. So we just don't discuss those things. If I had a friend that I valued and they were upset about these issues, I wouldn't bring it up with them either because I value them for many things besides their political thinking. But
well,
anyway.
Just by example, my son is a liberal and I'm a conservative. We're able to talk about the issues. We don't agree, but we talk about them. We don't have to put them under the table. You know, we don't get angry with each other. He just tells me his opinion. I tell him mine.
Well, you can do that, Joe. You and I can do that all the time. But some people get their passions wrapped up in it. And if I care about them and love them, I just won't go there with them.
I don't blame you.
Why create that kind of stress in your life and that kind of unhappiness with someone you
know? I agree.
But anyway, you know, I think that the hospitals being required to reveal this information is outstanding. I'm disappointed that you took such a disparaging and negative attitude towards it. And no,
Joe, it is not true that the more you pay,
the better care you get. That is absolutely false. So the assumption that you are, that if you got a CBC done at Cindy's hospital for $20 versus at Mark's hospital for $100, that Mark's CBC would be better, that's just ridiculous. It's only more costly.
Well, maybe I wasn't making my point artfully enough. What I meant was I'm in no position to judge. If all you give me is price information, that's the only way I can make my decision, and I would not want my appendix taken out by the lowest bidder.
Well, and if you can afford to do that yourself, that's just fine. But there's lots of us that would appreciate knowing how much it costs. I had a family member who needed some eye surgery, and we drove four counties to get the best deal on it. It's silliness to assume that just because you pay more, you get better. That's false. You get more costly, you sure do, but you don't necessarily get better. And that's true across a wide variety of things.
But there's an old expression. I used to do a lot of research projects in my career. And one of the things we always tried to avoid was what they call drip, data rich, information poor. And I think what they're doing here is they're giving you rich data. They're telling you what all the prices are, but they're not telling you the success rate. They're not telling you, you know, the competency, whether there are complications.
Yeah, but all of that can be known. It doesn't come out on that piece of paper, but that's all documented.
But what I'm saying is they're only giving you...
Right, that's already richly available, Joe.
Right,
doctors,
but it should be required...
by Medicare publicly online. You can get that information.
But it should
Your
all be in one central place.
You see them get penalized for poor care, like Geisinger has been repeatedly penalized by Medicare for poor care. I mean, that's public information.
Right, but it's not all in one place. You have to search for it. In today's world, it should be available.
If you were going to make a little effort to find out what the quality and the cost is, it should be with regards to having surgery. Especially surgery that you have
any doc will do.
An option about. My dad needed hip surgery, and he searched the country.
Hello? Whoops, what happened, Cindy?
Nope, we lost her. We'll call back, Cindy. It sounded like a good illustration.
We had another call.
We had one call on the line, and we lost that one, and we have another one coming in, so we'll take all comers. It's not Cindy, though. It was ringing before her line cut off. So, Cindy, call us back. New caller, stand by. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Mom, I think I want something new, since it's a new year and all.
Okay, what'd you have in mind?
I'm thinking about a new look. Hair, clothes, shoes, that'd be nice.
You're only 9.
Yeah, 9 is the new 8, baby.
Why the sudden need for change?
You're always telling me change is good, so yeah, change is good. And new is nice. Ergo, change is nice.
Ergo?
That's another new thing. I'm expanding my vocabulary. Gotta make use of this word a day calendar from Grandma.
Discover what's new at your hometown pharmacy today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Nori Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trutz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
I also want to do yoga.
But you eat yogurt almost every day.
Yoga, not yogurt. I could eat yogurt while doing yoga. Now that's new.
Where do you get this stuff?
New year, new things to do on the school bus. Boom.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Mark Lawrence. Mark's looking for something at the moment, so give us a call, 1-800-795-9565. We're sorry that we lost Cindy and right in the middle of making a point. She's welcome to call back, but we have Al on the phone from Nori. Good morning, Al. You're on the mark.
Good morning, and Happy New Year, everybody. And I got two things and then one thing that's not so serious. But on the speaking about the alcohol poisoning, and that can kill you, you know, chugging too quick. And there's two drugs that can kill you coming off of them, and I call them drugs on purpose, is alcohol and heroin. If you don't have help and you want to get off of them and you're severely addicted, more chances out of 10 you will die. You have to get help to come down. Heroin and alcohol, they can bring you down off of that. Why, they admit you to the hospital if you got enough money. And they can do that at night while you're sleeping and keep you happy during the day, and it's no big deal. All depends how they want to treat you. In the health system, we got remarkable things and cures for things that you don't even... They don't want to do the cure because then they can't prescribe all this stuff and charge everybody things. Because once you got the cure, it's gone. No more money there. But anyways, that's those two things. And then when you're out getting prices... You should get 3 prices for shopping for health care. Then I'm touching on both. And 3 references. And merit.
Who gives you references longevity. For health care? Do you call up the hospital and say, can you give me the names of 3 prior patients who were satisfied? They can't because of HIPAA.
Sure.
No, they can't.
No,
they can't because of HIPAA.
No, you can. I'm in the business, and you ask your customers that are satisfied, you say, would you mind being a reference? You were so happy that we would appreciate that we could put you on as a reference. Just like when you go to get a job, Joe.
But I don't think they do that. I mean, I've never seen a list of...
I'm a contractor, and every time I get a job, it's like signing up for a new job. So I've done it I do it all the time. I've done it so many times.
Right, but I don't think hospitals do it. I've seen quotes in hospitals.
Bosses.
you know, where they say so-and-so reported a very good experience here or so-and-so had this procedure done and was happy, but I haven't seen a list of people that you can call for a reference.
Well, they should have it. I'm just making suggestions.
Okay.
We do it in the contracting business. Why can't, and you're hiring somebody, it's your money, you ought to know how it's going to, have a good idea how it's going to pan out. And it's not like it's the first time they did it.
Well, there come
other.
What I was going to say is I don't know whether you've seen any, but I've seen some of these websites. If you look up a particular doctor's name, and you can often find a website where there are actual reviews of doctors. But there seem to be so many different websites that very few doctors have more than one person who's commented about their skill or ability, or their bedside manner, for that matter. I think there ought to be a national site.
That's lack of what they really need to put out there.
Well, do you, when you get a procedure,
do it right doesn't mean it's not, shouldn't be done.
Well, when you get a procedure done, do you go on a website somewhere and rate the people who do it?
I don't get on the internet. I think that's off the table. I like to read my information or hear my information, because everything you know on the internet is true. So,
well, I mean, I'm one of those people that if I do business with somebody on the internet and they send me a request and ask me to rate them, I do.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but it's just really not for me. So I do things the old-fashioned way on paper, and here it is, and I'm going to write this down. I'm going to do this for you. And did you ever do this for anybody else? Here's a guy that's really happy, and, you know, how many times did the... Do you interview for a job? I do it all the time. I know what people want to know and how they want to feel when they go into something like this. And when you get into your body, I'm talking about houses. And when you get into your body, it's even more important. There's a couple doctors around here that, you know, should be on MASH 407 or whatever it is. But there's some that are really good. And if you live in a local area long enough, you figure out who they are. So that, you know, we just got to get pricing going.
Is that good or bad, being a MASH?
I've
lost
bad.
Your reference.
That's bad.
That's bad, okay.
Meatball surgery, they called it.
Right, meatball surgery.
Okay. Doesn't sound very good to me, does it?
Well, they charge ridiculous amounts. I mean, I had a guy that burned his fingers, and it was terrible in Greece, and we went to Hershey. They only worked on him 45 minutes out of the whole time, and they tortured him and pulled the dead skin off, you know, and they charged $50,000 because this guy didn't have any insurance.
That's a lot.
A guy came in the room and said, here, you don't have any insurance, fill these papers out and we'll get it taken care of for you. So the hospital still got their $50,000 for 45 minutes worth of work. And there's a cream that you're supposed to put on your fingers that's $500 a tube. And they don't keep it there because it's too expensive. They don't keep it in that where they give you your procedures. After they got done ripping his dead skin off, they said, put this on, but you got to go down to the pharmacy and buy two for $500.
I think we're too far into the weeds
here.
The
pharmacy keeps a $500 prescription around.
Yeah, but it's down there, but it's getting too expensive to use in the procedures because they would have to charge $100,000 if they use that.
And hospitals are really into torture these days, I take it, Al, because you were tortured at a hospital.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do.
They have like a rack, that stretching rack where they tie you up from feet and hand and stretch you out.
Sounds like a Bud Light commercial.
They bring the roller over you and that really hurts.
Oh, well, that would be bad.
But okay. That straightens you out.
All right. Thank you so much, Al.
Oh, he had a fun thing, yeah, you said, a light thing. What was the we don't know what the light thing was. You
still there, buddy?
There we go.
He's going to have to call us back for his lighter topic. Maybe that was it, the torture with the removal of the dead skin.
Well, one of our writers says, does Al realize that it's a federal law that people's medical info is unable to be shared? He should use the internet or some other method to get correct info. It's now 2019.
All right.
Al chooses to be old-fashioned.
1-800-795-9565 is the open phone. We invite you to call us. It's the hometown Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. So we have open phones. We can talk about also a mascot is in trouble with PETA. Which team has the mascot?
The Texas Longhorns.
Okay. Well, yeah, they have an actual Longhorn.
And they have a dog. The Georgia Bulldogs have a dog and the Longhorn steer, and the dog got into a confrontation.
All right. 1-800. Remember I said before, we shouldn't use animals for our amusement. So let's see if this qualifies. 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately if you think animals should be used for our amusement.
If not sooner.
1-800-795-9565. If you think we should not use animals for our amusement, call 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. And we got one caller standing by to talk about the previous caller. So, Eric, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
I just wanted to say that if you want to dedicate a site to businesses or professional people that have satisfied customers, that's not the way to get a true idea of what that particular company or person is doing. You want a site where they can comment both good and bad when they've done a poor job, so you can get a true idea of what they have actually done performance-wise.
Good point.
Right, and you need the outside markets for that. The hospital might not tell you all
right.
the negative
That's
remarks they might have.
But every hospital's got a sad story because they say, my Aunt Maud died there 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, or I went there and got forgotten about or whatever.
Right.
Sure.
Thank
you.
Those are things that you have to know.
Well, you know,
you're going to get a true idea of the people or the company that you're looking to use for you professionally, either for something in the house or to work on you medically. Yeah. Those are things that you want to know.
You know, you can drive yourself nuts with that, though. I just bought a new computer, and I bought it online, or researched it online, and I'd look at all the reviews that 20% said it was a 5, and 5% said it was a 1. I found myself just reading the negative reviews to see what might go wrong.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate the call.
Sure
thanks
thing.
Thanks
Thank
for,
you.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Listening. Dan from...
Elysburg,
I'm sorry, you're on the mark.
Yes, hello. I was wondering if you could tell the people at Penn State that we have a happy valley over here. From Bear Gap, the south branch of Roaring Creek runs through Happy Valley, and you go down through Happy Valley Road, back down through the golf course, which formerly was Jepco's, which is now Knoebels, and works its way down in through Knoebels that way. That's called Happy Valley, and it's Happy Valley Road.
Well, you'll have to pay a fee to Penn State if this goes through.
Yeah, that was plus there'll be retro charges.
You have to change your name to Unhappy Valley.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there'll be back charges, too, for having used it all these years.
Okay.
All right, thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks for calling. I didn't realize that was called Happy Valley over there, did you?
Welcome back, Al.
Well, you just broke the phone.
Hello.
You're on the air, buddy.
Oh, good. I didn't do any poor jobs. I made them all good.
Oh, that works out.
Without one caller on me. Yeah, I do the best I can every time, and, you know, I leave the place cleaner and I find it. And I never really got sued successfully. I got sued silly, and they lost. They didn't get anything from my company except my company had to pay lawyer's fees.
Okay.
But they didn't get a red cent from me, ever.
Okay.
And I fix the poor jobs before I'm even gone, make sure they're satisfied.
And, yeah, guys are going to make mistakes and do things they don't like, but we fix it before it's gone. And but that's either nor here. I wanted to call back mainly to tell you the lighter thing. And I think someday we ought to have, like,
we'll have a good news Tuesday.
Call each other names, and then we can sing Sticks and Stones and may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. And Bad Joke Day.
Okay.
Call in and the people tell their bad jokes and see how many people get offended. And people got to learn to toughen up, lighten up, and laugh at themselves. And you just do the best you can every day, and you don't have to, you know, believe everything you hear either.
Okay.
But I think a good bad joke day would be nice, and a fake news day. And then they also have other days
do that
where
every
we can
day
call
here.
In and ask you questions.
We have fake news every day.
You
we're the media.
We'll do it on purpose. I did it to Ali Stevens one time.
Well, we're the media. Well, that's what we do here.
Fake news. I know. I went over to Ali and I told her, I said, they're building a new prison up in Penn State. And she was like, oh, I didn't hear that. Yeah, I said, yeah, they're getting a new prison up at State College. And this was around when Sandusky was finally brought out into the open. And you know how that went on for years. And she was buying right into it. And I said, yeah, it's going to have three wings. She says, three wings? Yeah. I said, yeah, one for the doctors that know about it, one for lawyers that know about it, and one for everybody at the college that knows about it all these years and didn't do anything. And then she knew I was kidding because I get it too deep.
Okay. Well, that's a real knee slapper there, Al.
I think it's a good one. I mean, they handled that thing when just 100% wrong. There's a bad job, a poor job. And we're electing these people to do a poor job, and they can't even do their job.
We don't elect them to do a poor job. That just turns out that way.
It just goes with the territory.
It just works out.
All right, well, so on that light note, thank you for your call.
Appreciate that. All is lost. We're all going to die eventually. Right. Anyway, let's see.
Now, the people for the ethical treatment of animals are back in the news. Do you want to do that now or take a break?
No, let's do it.
All right. They're calling on the University of Texas and the University of Georgia to end the use of live mascots after an incident before their Sugar Bowl matchup on Tuesday. Bevo, the Texas Longhorn Steer mascot, charged Ugga, the Georgia Bulldogs dog mascot, before the game, creating a brief moment of chaos for the people around the animals. The pregame kerfuffle caught the attention of the animal rights organization. It's indefensible to subject animals to the stress of being packed up, carted from state to state, and paraded in front of a stadium full of screaming fans, PETA Senior Vice President Lisa Lang said in a statement Wednesday. It's no surprise that a skittish steer would react to a perceived threat by charging, and PETA is calling on the University of Texas and the University of Georgia to team up, or to learn, rather, from this dangerous incident, retire their live animal mascots, and stick to the talented costume mascots who can lead cheers, react to the crowd, and pump up the team. In letters sent to both schools, PETA officials expressed their disappointment that live animals would still be dragged to sporting events. So what do you think?
They drag
them. They don't drag them to sporting events. These are honored and cherished symbols of the universities.
I don't know. You know, the Longhorn that is getting hauled around by Texas has a fate that's better than most of the Longhorns in Texas.
Yeah, I would think so.
Which would be the slaughterhouse.
And Ugga, the Georgia Bulldog, probably lives a pretty pampered life down there at the University of Georgia.
Right.
And look at the Navy. You know, why don't they go after the military academies? The Navy, was it the Goat and the Army Mule?
Mm.
They show up at every Army-Navy football game.
What was the animal that we started talking about? Should we use live mascots? And we said we shouldn't use, I said we shouldn't use animals. Oh, lions in the zoo, or in the circus.
Right, well, elephants in the circus were the highlight.
Right. Thank you,
so suppose Penn State had a mountain lion. Or a Nittany lion they drug around, you know. That could be a little dangerous.
Well, if it wasn't declawed, it could be very dangerous.
Yeah,
of course,
you know,
it still has a mouth.
And the eagles, they have eagles that go to football games and soar in over the crowd, you know. I don't think there's any harm in it. You know, you look at the racehorses that win races. They all look so proud. It's like they know that they've just accomplished something. You know, you ever watch the Kentucky Derby and watch the horse that wins going back in?
Well, they're bred to race, so they seem to have some sense of victory, or they understand how their owner's reacting, so maybe that teaches them.
I don't think they were there for people's amusement as much as they were to, as symbols of the university, as symbols of the teams.
Well, maybe we should stipulate that we shouldn't abuse animals for our amusement,
like we were doing
with elephants, you know.
Yeah, using the bullhook.
Well, and plus, you get a wild animal and you keep them in such a small cage, you know, that's bound to hurt their psyche.
Hard to keep an elephant in a small cage.
Well,
they're kind of big
animals. The cage
isn't
much bigger than the animal.
Well, I would agree with you with that, but how else are you going to transport them? I mean, I see horse trailers going up and down the highway all the time.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty confined.
What do you want to do, tie the horse to the back of the trailer and drag it down
the street? But some horses don't mind that, so that's not really abusive. Some horses like to ride around.
I also see truckloads of chickens where there must be 50 chickens stuck in some tiny container.
Those chickens are about to enjoy the ultimate abuse.
Right. I mean, they're not going to survive that trip by much time.
They're about to enjoy the ultimate use.
But whether we like it or not, we do eat animals, as one of our callers says.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with the bevy.
Well, I mean, nobody's called...
Bevy or Unga? What are their names?
Unga. Unga and Bevo.
Bevo, sorry.
Right. The president pardons two turkeys. So what happens to them? They live out their life in contented retirement?
No, I have a feeling they go right back where they came from. They get eaten, too.
Do you think so? Oh, don't tell me that. I believe they're actually pardoned.
The presidential pardon.
Well, next thing you're going to tell me there's no Santa Claus.
Domesticated turkeys are white anyway. Those are wild turkeys that they bring in.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know much about them except when I see them in the freezer section at the food store.
They had white feathers earlier.
Well, I don't see any real problem with this except, Bevo probably did get upset, but I don't think it was because of the crowd. I mean, that
animal's
been around crowds before.
Well, the loud noise probably bothers it, too.
Well, they've been around. It's not like it's the first time they were ever there. Something obviously triggered the unpleasantness between the dog and the... steer. And there was a story about that terrible story up in Lycoming County where that woman was mauled by a bear at her home. And apparently it was because her dog irritated the bear. So there's no predicting that kind of thing, is there?
You got to have, they sell bear spray for people that live and work near bears. And that's what it's for. It's like mace, only it's anti-bear.
Well, you have to be carrying it with you when you encounter the
bear. Well, I wouldn't go outside in Lycoming County without it.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh, so when you go to Williamsport, you're carrying bear spray?
Okay.
Well, yeah, I know that. Well, so what do you think? Is this wrong or right?
I'd say wrong. I don't think the steer and the dog should be subjected to that. Both of those are noise-sensitive animals, so the stadium's too loud. It's too raucous. It's just an abuse. And I like the idea that PETA even suggests that a costumed character has more versatility, which is definitely true. Easier to clean up after, too. So
where would you go to get a longhorn steer costume? And what would it look like?
Longhorn steer costume factories are us, I guess. And you'd have to make it.
I guess you could get a bulldog costume made.
But that's the beauty of college kids, is they'll do anything to have fun.
Well, it just seems to me like there's got to be some way to preserve this without anybody having a problem. I mean, no one was hurt. They easily brought the steer under control. The dog looked terrified. I will admit that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah,
and I would be, too,
about
if something
to get stomped
with horns
on
that long would
gored by the longhorn.
Come after me.
It still has its big long horns, right?
Yes, so it
that
does.
That would be true. Okay.
That's the one of the
trademark
handlers grabbed it by the horns and tried to calm it down, which I thought was an act of tremendous courage.
Jeez. Yikes.
I don't know that I'd want to mess with the business end of a longhorn steer when he was a little upset.
Calm down immediately, you one-ton animal, you.
But then there was a story the other day, too, a tragic story about a woman who was just signed on at a zoo in the lion's cage. The intern was mauled and killed, So I guess any time you're dealing with animals, wild animals, you have the potential for a problem. But yet, you can't let them just roam wild in the United States. If you're going to get rid of them, you've got to send them all back to where they came from, right? Turn them loose in the wild.
You mean, let's suppose we wanted to let that longhorn steer go?
Well, what happens if you do? What happens if we don't?
Well, he's going to the slaughterhouse if he's going anywhere next. He's not.
I don't think that's what PETA had in mind.
I don't think we raise them so that we could release them.
Well, no, but I mean, we,
the dog can just go to a no-kill shelter temporarily, and then be adopted by a happy forever home.
Well, neither one
and
of these
be coddled
animals,
and nurtured and given Christmas presents just like we get.
Neither one of these animals did anything wrong. I mean, they just behaved as animals.
Right. All right. Well, we'll take your view on this. Should we ban live mascots? I say yes. Joe says no. Give us a buzz. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. 1-800-795-9565.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, 1-800-795-9565. We have a caller standing by, and she has dialed the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It's sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills out there on Route 35, and they would just love to see you out there. Do as I do. Go to each of these pharmacies and buy a Hershey bar. That's all I need from them personally. My lovely bride takes care of all our stuff. But I'll tell you what, you can do what I have done, and that's have a great conversation with the pharmacist, Terry, out of there, and he would just love to talk to you, Terry Trutt. Or you can see, I believe it's his uncle, Tyler Trutt, out at the Trutt's Pharmacy on Walnut Street in Mifflinburg, and he would just love to super serve you there. I haven't been to Trutt's yet, so I'll have to go out there and test the chocolate there. Of course, we know Steve at the Norrie Pharmacy. He's already taking good care of my family on multiple occasions. That's on Duke Street in Northumberland, which incidentally is wide open, and they would just love to talk to you there. See Kathy out at the Danville Pharmacy. She's an award winner right next to the police station on Mill Street in Danville. Full service pharmacy. There just isn't anything in the medical field that she can't get. Jennifer at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop. Smartest woman everywhere she goes. She's the head pharmacist on Market Street in Bloomsburg. Just doing a fabulous job and really talking to customers on a daily, hourly basis about important information needing to know. And the smartest owner of the Lewisburg Farm. Oh, I hope it's not co-owned by his wife. Brad at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. If
you
it is.
You might just have stepped
if
in.
If I'm in, I'm in trouble there. And I have to go up there and buy some Hershey bars. But yeah, Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy, 2nd Street in Lewisburg. Get your allergy medicine there, and they take good care of you. And it's just a wonderful place to visit. And they sell milk. And Tyler has taught us that, and we know that to be true now. Hometown Pharmacies, saving you a lot of money, great values. They sponsor the toll-free line, which is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Call us immediately. Cindy, might be the last caller of the morning. You're on the mark.
Oh, I'll make it quick. I think it depends, this whole mascot issue, it depends on the animal species. For example, it's wrong to hold orcas or large mammals in captivity for our amusement. That's just wrong. It's pretty clear. Unless you could show that this animal was injured in the wild, and so it's being preserved in a sense,
it's
given
better
some
off.
Kind of life. Right. Thank you. That's a better way to put it. And in those situations where we do that, we have an obligation to provide as natural, habitat-like an existence as the animal can be given. So, of course, that becomes cost prohibitive, right? So, no, we shouldn't hold lions and tigers in metal cages like they do in Philadelphia. That's just wrong.
You mean at the zoo?
Right.
Okay.
Right, that's just wrong. Then I look at that. The bulldog could be given a very good life, but I wonder about whether or not they could do that for that steer. You know, is it allowed to go in with a herd, or is it held all by itself? You know, it's fascinating to see the connections that animals make with other animals and even cross species. There have been some wonderful documentaries on aired on PBS that have really enlightened me and made me rethink how we treat animals that we hold in captivity. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate it. You know, your phone cut off.
Well, I guess it cut off again.
deliberately that time. All right, well, we're going to take this topic up tomorrow.
I won't be here.
Oh, it's Friday. That's
Friday,
right.
Yes, that's right.
Taylor and Ben will be here tomorrow, plus the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce. We're going to hear from Russ Redding again.
More numbers?
Numbers, numbers, numbers.
Numbers, numbers.
Your favorite topic. Yes.
I love a good statistic.
We'll have open phones with Taylor and Ben, and we'll hear from Bob Garrett and the president of the chamber, and we'll be talking about the jobless numbers coming out tomorrow. Thank you, Joe. Enjoy your retirement lengthened weekend.
I plan on it.
Thank you, Rob. Fabulous job as always, and thank you everybody for listening to On the Mark. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.